It's all a written document. But then it's not really notation, but a written document or drawing document can be very useful tools to create dance. This is another approach. And there, I don't know if it's my familiarity with music and thing. I've quite often worked to provide for choreographer, for Teresa, for example, what we call the floor patterns or thing like that. This can be seen, for example, as kind of notation. This is choreography that I made for my sister. In fact, I didn't make the choreography, I'm sorry. take this away, what a lapsus. I don't think this is a choreography. That's exactly the point.
Yeah.
It's something, but you can feed this with Thomas Howard movement, with traditional dance movement, or with my sister movement, and it will be completely different choreography. But let's say the structure, because what is the underlying pattern is the same. This is even more mathematical. See, it's the old fast system at that period, amor constante. This is the trilect. Sur le petit rectangle, sur le moyen rectangle, soit décalé de manière que leurs coins coïncident avec un tracé. Pour intéresser à deux solutions. So, because it was... Look, it's... Que de frissons en perspective dans la nœud centrale, je vous embrasse. Parce qu'en fait, I was writing music, not in Brussels at that time, so... And we made this floor pattern, so she was... But how can I make a dancer go in between?
But these chords, are they created in relation to music already, or is this?
That's a good, very. That's reason why I was so. We have with Teresa this kind of interactive way of working somehow, and it's the same idea that with Wim, that the power or the impulse should change, should shift from camp. So, for example. And Teresa gave me a phrase of movement. She built a phrase of movement totally freely. And I received this as material. And then from this phrase of movement, I will make a musical phrases. But then I will put it in a structure, in time structure. I'm bringing back this to Teresa, and she will ask the dancer to put the phrase of movement in the time structure that I proposed, and so on and so on. So. And here you see it's the Fibonacci thing. And, 1 + 1, 2, 3, 5, 8, 13, 21, so on. It's this kind. So if a dancer is walking at a constant step, the first square, 1, the second square, 2, 2, 3, the proportion is the same in the time of the movement, in the time of the music, and in the space. That's the simple solution. But then after, you can ask the dancer, okay, you have 8 beats to do one project, one little square. So, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. You move very, very slowly there. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. But then when you will do the 21, you will have to run.
Yes.
To run, to do it in the same amount of time. So this kind of thing, you can then after, like, twist the relation between time and music and rhythm and space. And another example for Manuela Rastaldi, based on the Pythagore triangle.